The welcome. The boundaries which divide life from death are at best shadowy and vague. Who shall say where the one ends and where the other begins? Edgar Allan Poe, The Premature Burial. I have sat in many rooms. Mostly, I just listen. People are remarkable in those last hours if you let them talk. They don't say the things you'd expect. They don't summarize. They circle back to a Tuesday in October, a dog they had when they were 9. The way their mother's kitchen smelled on a morning they can't even place in a particular year. The small things. The things that were too ordinary to mention while they were living them. Those are always the ones that mattered most. I have been called many things by many mouths that no longer move. You may call me whatever feels true to you. Most people, when they see me sitting in their room at the hour the world goes quiet, don't call me anything at all. They just look at me and know. The way you know the season has turned before you check the calendar. A shift in the air. A presence that was already there. I am older than your oldest stories about me. You have dressed me in black robes and given me a scythe and made me frightening. And I understand why. I would probably do the same. But I am not what you think. I am the woman sitting in the chair by the window. I am the stillness after the last breath that feels like company rather than absence. More hands have rested in mine than any living creature has ever held, and I have never once let go first. I am fond of you, all of you. You are so brief and so bright. Tonight, I bring you three souls, not monsters, not saints, just people, the good and the bad and the worst and the best, who found their way to me, as all things do. As all things have. I don't say that to frighten you. I say it the way you might mention the tide. It comes in, it goes out. There is nothing cruel about it. The first is a man who lived so quietly, the world barely registered him in it. He used coasters, even when no one was watching. He set his alarm for 7 every morning for 30 years and never once asked himself why. He wrote a book once, when he was young and still capable of surprising himself, and put it in a box in his closet. He married a woman who never knew it existed. I sat in his father's chair one October night, and we talked until dawn. He had been ready for that conversation longer than he knew. The second is a woman who has been waiting a very long time to tell you something. You know her name. You have read the poem. You thought it was a love story, perhaps the most beautiful one ever written. And you carried it gently in your memory, alongside candlelight and seaside grief. She would like to tell it differently, if you'll let her. The third is a girl who died before she finished becoming herself. Most of them do. She had unfinished business, though not the kind you are imagining. Her business was not with the living. It was with herself. I will show them to you now, because it is what I do. I sit with people in their rooms, and I carry what I've witnessed, and once in a great while, when the night is long enough and the listener is willing, I pass it on. Not to teach you anything, not to warn you, just to show you. What you do with it is yours.